Representative Flood, committee members, transportation colleagues, I'm David Cole, or Citizen Cole. I'm glad to see so many familiar faces around the room. I'm here today representing a group called the Action Committee of 50, which is a nonprofit economic development organization based out of Bangor, comprised of business and civic leaders in the area who push economic development issues. One of the things they are pushing are the fact that as a state and region, if we are going to compete in the next century, we've got to be able to make stuff and send it around the world because that's where the money is. And in order to do that, you have to have the facilities to get this stuff out into the world, and that would be our railroads, our ports, our roads, and all other modes of transportation working in coordination. We had a forum last November up in Bangor, over 150 leaders in from transportation, business, and community organizations attending. Looked at everything from the Searsport port to the Eastport port, all the way up into the heartland of the Maine Woods, the Aroostook Railroad, as such, and everything that fits down in through that funnel. And there's a lot of interest, and there's a lot of exciting things going on. And while we're, and me most of all, are 100% aware of the fiscal reality facing the state, and I don't expect a $200 million general fund bond either. I'm glad the senator brought that up. But we commend Senator Thomas for bringing this to the forefront, however, because this is a discussion that needs to happen. We need to be supporting our port facilities. Maine's three ports on the ocean and the inland port in Auburn and our railroads. And Sears Island represents a unique and outstanding opportunity for the state. I can clear up any misconceptions there may be out there. For example, you'd asked the question, Representative, about the study, or excuse me, the marketing effort in 2008. Well, as you recall, there was a minor recession that kicked off at that time, and the worst recession since the Great Depression, and frankly, nobody was buying, so that's not the standard to compare this against. Frankly, I can't tell you that there is demand today or tomorrow, because the world economy is now just starting to come back, and it'll be an upward climb. But what I can tell you, though, is if we wait till it becomes obvious to everyone that there's an opportunity on the table, it will be too late because the smart money will have already gotten in there. And I believe that a public-private partnership is the way to promote the port of Searsport and a development out in Sears Island. Mack Point is reaching saturation, and any major port development today could not go to Mack Point. There's insufficient land there to accommodate it. The other thing I would add, too, I'm in somewhat of a unique position in that the 50 state DOTs have a national association called ASHTO, which is actually a pretty powerful organization. They set the standards for roads and other things. And I got the privilege of heading up their Freight Intermodal Committee, which is the overarching freight committee for ASHTO. And I dealt with folks from other states. I had the privilege of going to China and meeting with port operators over there. I got a front row seat of what's going on in the world right now. And I can tell you two things. First of all, we are not remote, nowhere close. If you look at Europe, and everybody's been talking about black pellets and white pellets and renewable energy projects, we got some of the finest forest land in America right in our backyard, and we've got a straight line for the coast right to Europe. India, you know, the demand for paper right now is coming out of places like India, where they've got an emerging middle class and upper class, and they're starting to, you know, get magazines and other things, and there's a demand for paper. We are the closest U.S. ports to India through the Suez Canal, which is the preferred route to get there. South America, do you realize that you can ship stuff from Brazil to the port of Searsport and access the Midwest, and it's closer from Brazil to Searsport than it is to New Orleans? And accessing the Midwest up through the Mississippi Delta. We are not remote, but we're not connected. And guess what? The global shipping lanes, ocean shipping lanes, are the new interstate. You know, as opposed to our interstate system, well, this is the way you're going to do business. And if we don't have an on-ramp, we're going to have a whole lot of problems. My suggestion on this is that it will require a public-private partnership. I believe Senator Thomas's numbers on the $200 million came from what was called the Cornell study in 2007, again, pre-recession. And at that time, the potential for a two-berth terminal on Sears Island looked very, very good. And as a matter of fact, we were getting calls from folks who were interested in that port. And guess what? After the bond market crashed in 2008, those people weren't working for those organizations anymore because there was nothing to sell anymore. But that will come back, and we need to know that as the economy comes back, how are those cards being reshuffled, and how do we fit in? I'm confident that Maine's ports can compete and that we have a unique deep water site with uncongested corridor right up into the major rail carriers in the United States. I think we have all of those things. But we need to have good numbers. We need to go out and present this to potential developers who may not be able to pencil it out today, but they're looking out 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, like all good business people are. And again, if we don't do it now, it's too late when the opportunity becomes obvious to everyone. Couple things that would be helpful beyond that marketing study. Some of you will recall there was monies appropriated in a bond issue, I think it was 2, maybe 3 years ago, for Maine ports, and Sears Port needs match, or the Sears Port project needs match for an Army Corps dredging of the channel. There's approximately $10 million in federal funds that are in the pipeline. They have not been appropriated yet. There are feasibility studies done. It's going to design. The state needs to provide match to leverage those federal funds. There's nothing more fundamental than dredging that as a public investment. That goes back to the beginning of the country. And that's an area where I believe the state's going to need $4 million to leverage over $10 million in federal monies for the channel. And that's coming right up. And I would close by saying that the Action Committee, and from myself on a personal level, there are a lot of stakeholders in the state that would like to see investment in our ports. And by the way, the Cornell study conservatively estimated that the port, because somebody had previous speaker had talked about what would be the benefit, well, they projected conservatively about 2,000 jobs. And that's somebody, if you've ever been to the port of Savannah, because we talked about Georgia, and see the activity there, you can see where the ripple is. So thank you very much. It's good to be back here again. And I just wish Senator Thomas had submitted a few of these bonds when I was here. But I forgive him. He's on the right track here.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you.